Time to have a word to our man in the north. Jeff Newling is our correspondent for Group 4. How are we doing, mate?
I'm excellent, thanks, Andrew.
Enjoying the Country Music Festival?
It's wonderful. Well, usually it's in January, but this time of the year it's brought back all those different flavours that go into making it such a wonderful experience. And, you know, with the Tamworth Cup on today as well, you know, it's all happening here.
Excellent work. Well, Group 4 kicked off a couple of weeks ago, so I just want to get a little bit of an idea of how the clubs are travelling to start with. Mm-hmm. There's nine of them in first grade these days, and the team that's got the bye this weekend, North Tamworth, how are the Bears looking?
They're looking strong as usual. A few new faces, a new coach in Paul Boyce, a lovely bloke, and had a fair bit of experience, and he's bringing a sort of a new idea, new structure to the team. Yeah, they started off well. Their first round win, 54-14 against Manila.
Normally a very dominant club. Are the Bears sort of heading back to that level again?
Well, they'll be one of the. They'll be there somewhere. It's a little bit murky at this stage to try and predict a winner because all of the clubs have built up a bit and. Well, we finished on a high when COVID abandoned, you know, last season, and we were looking forward to an outstanding final series. But yeah, it's if anything, it's heightened this year with a few new signings, a few new faces at all the different clubs. So,
well, yeah. I was surprised to see in the first round Katingle going down to the Dungowan Cowboys. The Katingle Roosters take on Manila today. How are the Roosters travelling?
They had a few key players out, and they welcome back hooker Kurt Hartman. He's a very good player, a very good dummy half, try sneak. But they're still missing Chris Fidler, one of their props, and he is one of the strong men in the competition. They were less than good against Dungowan in the first round when the Cowboys beat them 52-22. But you know, Dungowan have built up appreciably, and they've got some very handy players in their side. Brett Jarrett sort of leading the way there. You know, he's a very mobile back rower, can play as a middle forward. You know, he played for the Greater Northern Tigers the last two or three seasons, so it's no mug by any means.
Things are looking up for the Cowboys after a down season last year. The Manila Tigers in first grade this year.
Yeah, first time in over two decades back in first grade. Captain coached by Mitch Doring, another Greater Northern Tiger, and very good player, Mitch. And he showed it in that first round against North Tamworth when they led twice in the first half and were down 12-10 at half time. And the pace of the game and a send off sort of blew the score out later on. But they showed plenty of life, and they've got their first home game against Katingle.
Yes, that's right. That's today. The Moree Boers, today they're going to be taking on the Werris Creek Magpies, who certainly got off to an average start a couple of weeks ago against the Bulldogs. Yep. But how's Moree looking?
They've gained a few players from across the border. Ben Williams, the captain coach, returns. He's only a young captain coach. That was his first season in charge last year, and he did a really good job. And they have outback Michael Watton, returning. Benton Cochran, he's been named at fullback. He's played, you know, 5-8, lock and hooker at various stages last year. Any side with Benton Cochran in it is a very dangerous side.
Well, they certainly were last year. What about the Magpies? What are they looking like?
Yeah, they're a young side. Under captain coach Cody Tickle, who's only a young coach himself. He's an outstanding ball-playing ball runner. But this week he's playing prop, which he picks himself in some different positions. Mm-hmm. In the first round, he had number 9 on his back, but he has played as a halfback at times. So he fits around to try and solve their problems. But he's got some good young kids, young fullback, Malik Hunt. He's very handy, 5'8", Dylan Smith. Goes really well. So when you've tossed in the two Millgate boys, Isa and Harley, you've got a very dangerous attacking side. And they do welcome back young Charlie Parsons, the son of Matt Parsons.
Oh, right.
Play for Newcastle and New South Wales and Australia.
Yeah. So better days ahead for Werris Creek by the sound of it. Now, Boggabri are going to be taking on those Dungowan Cowboys we mentioned a little while ago. How are the Kangaroos looking?
Yeah, they've built up too. They've named a few new faces. Cameron Kerr's come back to them. He was a Boggabri boy, but did his schooling at Farrah, and so he came through their footy system, and he's been working up north in North Queensland for the last two seasons and played, and had his first game back for them in their first round win against Narrabri. So he's going to be a good addition, and they've just signed a Queensland Cup player, Didymus Blanket.
Wow, that's a name.
He's making his debut today against Dungowan, and he's been named in the centres, but he could play fullback at some stage, depending on injuries and how the game's going.
Didymus Blanket, that's a name to keep an eye out for.
It is. Not one you strike every day. I just hope I keep on spelling it correctly.
Now, last year, the Narrabri Blues, I think it's fair to say, may have been a bit of a surprise packet. They certainly were at the top of the competition and doing very nicely. How are they looking for 2022?
They had a bit of a shock in that first round loss at Boggabri. And the coach, Jake Runsby, captain coach, admitted they went into that game complacent, and he blamed himself for it, but he had 12 teammates out there on the field at the same time. They picked their game up in the second half to get back into the game, but down 30-4, I think it was, at halftime.
And some kind of a comeback.
Yeah, that's right. And not sure whether he handed them a rocket.
They might not have been looking forward to training that week.
That's right. I think they would have had copped a bit. And they'll be out to remedy that against Gunnedah tomorrow at Collins Park. And, you know, it's a traditional games against Gunnedah that Narrabri shouldn't need any G'ing up for. It's a, as I said, a traditional game between two mortal enemies. And they're playing for the Dallas Donnelly Cup. It's also a Sponsors Appreciation Day and a special tribute to Anzac Day, Narrabri. Jake expects a huge crowd for a massive day, and they're having a function back at the RSL club after the game. And then on Monday, they'll be back at the RSL because a few of the first graders actually run the two up. It's going to be a big few days there at the Narrabri RSL Cup.
Well, I bet Gunnedah are looking forward to the possibility of securing that Dallas Donnelly Cup. Was there going to be another club in the competition this year?
Barber, they do have a second grade.
They
are playing North Tamworth in second grade and ladies league tag at Barber Sports Ground on Sunday. That's the only other Sunday game. So it's three games today. Moree and Werris Creek, Manila and Dingle, and Boggabri Dungowan.
Nilo, thank you very much for the update. We'll keep in touch throughout the season to see how Group 4 is coming along. You enjoy the football. Enjoy your Anzac Day long weekend, and thanks for being a part of the Sideline View as always.
A special commiseration out there to all of my co-Manly supporters after we got pumped by Cronulla.
You seem like the nicest bloke, and then I learned some things about you. There we go. You're a Manly fan. Dear, oh dear.
Yeah, well, the only reason I wear my Manly cap around is to liven up all those people who hate Manly.
That's everyone.
They shouldn't. We're lovely people.
Some of the nicest people I've met are Manly fans. Jeff Newling, as always, thank you very much, mate. We'll speak again.
No worries, Andrew.